All right, let's get this show kicked off. We got a big one. Let's start with the carryout. This is, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. President Donald Trump, speaking to the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida, said that terrorism is rampant across the globe, here and in Europe, and accused the quote-unquote dishonest media of not reporting on it. Then the White House cited several examples of attacks, mostly in the Middle East, just released by CNN. The media might be a lot of things, but to not report on a terrorist attack? Yeah. Reading the list, there are some stories of knife attacks in Egypt, and they may have missed my feed. And I can understand our Western biases against countries like Indonesia or Nigeria and Africa. But in the U.S. and Europe, it's ridiculous. And once again, it's sort of unchecked. Critics were quick to point out that it's Trump that ignores terrorism attacks, like the one on a mosque in Quebec on the day he announced his travel ban. No tweets then. But the media did cover it. And by way of lies, the media even covered the Bowling Green massacre. Right? I don't understand the point of calling out the media for not covering crime stories in Egypt. But I guess there's some method to the madness. It's fear. If they attack someone with a knife in Saudi Arabia, hey, they could take a flight, go through 3 months of vetting, and attack someone here. Right? Right. Today, Trump tweeted up a storm, but then again, so did Kim Kardashian. So they have every right to do that, but it's not public record. It's propaganda. And from here on out, I'm only going to talk about things that come out of Trump's mouth, right? Like defending Putin by saying that we're just as bad. Okay, then. Moving on. The New York Times piece this weekend profiled the Trump White House, citing unnamed sources who say that Trump watches cable news all day, staffers can't find the light switches for the conference room, and Trump walks the halls lonely. Again, problem here, just like we talked about last week. It comes from an inside source inside the White House, one that probably doesn't share Trump's political agenda. So you know what this is? It's a hit piece. If anything, it may be time for Trump to stop ripping on the media and just plug the leaks in his own house, right? Call a plumber. Now I can understand why he wants his family and friends close to him, right? Everyone else, they're like the spy from Stratego. Just kind of hanging around when your number two or number three crosses over the marsh, whatever that is right in the middle. The confirmation train for the rest of the Trump cabinet starts up tomorrow with the confirmation vote for Betsy DeVos for education secretary. Right now, opponents are one vote short. The Dems are leading an all-night charge to try and sway one voter away, saying that DeVos is not fit for the job. I say make her do a fifth-grade Common Core test. If she passes, she's in, right? Then there were protests today by scientists over the EPA choice, another protest plan for the labor secretary, and we haven't even got to Ben Carson yet. Can't wait for that protest. It's going to be real sleepy. The Department of Justice appealed a Washington state judge's ruling to ban the travel ban. Why was this ruling in Seattle and before that in San Francisco? Let me guess, the judges in Texas and South Carolina weren't available? On a golf trip, maybe? But like everything in America, bring it to the Supreme Court. Why not, right? What should I have for lunch? Ham sandwich or a salad? Or sushi? I don't know. I'm going to take it to a California judge. Some education news here. Chicago Public Schools announced they're cutting $46 million in textbooks for the remainder of the year. This because the state reneged on a $210 million payment earlier. $46 million in textbooks? What? What happened to the hand-me-downs? Are we not wrapping books in construction paper anymore? Isn't that a thing? It was an honor to read the graffiti from last year's class clown. George Washington's glasses and beard? Hilarious! Just keep the same books. So what if everything from the 1960s is skipped over, right? The Indiana State Senate's passed a bill today to mandate students that learn cursive writing. Yep, critics responded with a frowny red-faced emoticon with smoke blowing out of its nose. I can only imagine the state senators with their walkers and their oxygen tanks demanding a return to the fancy queue. I guess you need to know cursive writing if you're going to be signing online petitions for term limits. Oh, there you go. A meteorite landed in Lake Michigan late last night. Well, it was either a meteor or an Asian carp that jumped way over that electric barrier. I don't know which one of the two, right? In weather, can I break out the capri pants yet? 50 degrees today, 50 plus tomorrow? Maybe the linen rule should be adjusted. No linen before Memorial Day? How about no linen before Groundhog's Day? In sports, football is over. Bring on baseball. It was reported that almost three-quarters of American households watched Tom Brady pull off one of the most stunning come-from-behind victories in sports history. I, like millions of non-Bostonians, was rooting for the Falcons, but I got to admit, that my allegiances kind of changed as the game went on. How can you not root for that comeback? Everything had to go right, and it did. And for those on either political side that say this game is a metaphor for something, shut your tweet hole. It has no meaning, except that millionaires on both sides beat the millionaires from the other side, right? Right. The politics can begin now when former Bears Martellus Bennett said he already is going to skip the White House visit. Oh, was I the only one happy that he didn't catch the winning touchdown, right? Did everybody in Chicago go, drop it? Because we would have never heard the end of it. The Bulls continue their West Coast swing with a late game in Sacto against the Kings. Hey, does Pedro Stojakovic still play for the Kings? How about Mitch Richmond? Still out there? I don't know who plays for the Kings. Jimmy Butler's day-to-day with a knee injury. Always a good injury to have if you jump for a living. And finally tonight, Granddad passed away. No, not your granddad. The 86-year-old lungfish at the Shedd Aquarium. The oldest animal in any Chicago zoo. No word on which of the other fish will inherit his collection of stamps, coins, and newspapers from the Depression. They might be worth more, but you know what? They were damaged because, well, fish, they live in water. That's the carryout for February 6, 2017. Hey, we like the way you handle yourself. So we threw in some extra Parmesan cheese packets. We like you. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling. Touché! Breakdown to Daily Dose of Donald Trump. Whew, what a day. Much more to come here on 720 WGN. It's The Download. Stay with us.